We want to welcome you as we continue in our study on supernatural living and healing through the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Dilujeng sumping urang ngalajengkeun deui pangajaran urang ngeunaan kahirupan supraalami sarta nyageurkeun ngalangkungan anugerah Roh Suci.
In lesson 5, we're going to begin on the power gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Dina pangajaran 5, urang bade ngawitan ku anugerah kawasa ti Roh Suci.
The power gifts of the Holy Spirit are supernatural manifestations of God's power.
Anugerah kawasa Roh Suci teh manifestasi supraalami ti kawasa Allah.
That work to us as believers through the gift of faith and the working of miracles and the gifts of healing.
Nu midamel ngalangkungan urang nu percanten ngalangkungan anugerah iman sarta padamelan mujizat anugerahnya geurkeun.
In this lesson we're going to be teaching you about the power gifts of faith and the working of miracles.
Dina pengajaran ieu abdi bade ngadamel ngeunaan kawasa anugerah iman sarta padamelan mujizat.
We're going to find out that it's just as easy to work a miracle as it is to give a message in tongues or interpretation.
Kurang bade nampi sami gambilna mamidamel mujizat sapertos ngadugikeun pesen dina roh atanapi nafsirkeun.
Both the vocal gifts of the Holy Spirit and the power gifts of the Holy Spirit work closely with the revelation gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Nah, anugerah nyarios basa roh teh suci sarta anugerah kawasa ti roh suci didamel kuat anugerah pewahyuan ti roh suci.
For this reason, it's very important that every spirit-filled believer learn how to operate in all 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Alasan ieu penting pisan tiap jalmi percanten dipinuhan roh diajar kumaha ngoperasikeun 8 anugerah roh.
We're going to talk about, first of all, about the gift of faith.
Ngawitan urang ngabahas ngeunaan anugerah iman.
How many of you know there's times when we just need more faith than where our faith has grown just by the daily walking with the Lord and reading His Word?
Aya sabaraha di antara saderek anu terang, aya waktos ngabutukeun seueur iman tibatan waktos urang tumuwuh dinu maju unggal dinten sareng Gusti maca dawana.
And God will just supercharge us and give us a gift of faith for whatever it is that we need to do at that moment.
Allah ngasih baterai urang luar biasa, masihan anugerah iman kanggo naon anu tos dilampahkeun dina waktu.
The gift of faith is a supernatural faith for a specific time and purpose.
Anugerah iman teh iman saat supraalami kanggo waktu tujuan khusus.
It's a gift of power to accomplish a certain task in whatever situation we are in that particular time.
Ieu anugerah kawasa kangge ngarengsekeun tugas nu dipayunkeun.
The gift of faith is given for a specific task immediately or in the very near future.
Anugerah iman dipasihkeun kanggo tujuan khusus di waktos eta atanapi nu enggal.
When we receive a word of wisdom and have an impression or see ourselves doing something before we do it, it releases that gift of faith.
Waktos nampi anugerah hikmat sarta kesan ningalkeun diri urang midamel hal anu sakacana ku urang dipidamel ieu ngalepaskeun anugerah iman.
When we see it operating through the word of wisdom, we see ourselves doing something and we see that us boldly stepping out and doing something and working a miracle, we know it's going to happen before it happens.
Waktu urang ningali ngalangkungan anugerah hikmah, ningal diri urang, urang kumawani kaluar midamel mujizat nu kajadian sateuacana.
It'll give us the faith just to boldly step out and to work miracles or operate in the power gifts of healing.
Ieu bade masihan iman sangkan wani kaluar sarta ngadamel mujizat ngoperasikeun kawasa anugerah nyageurkeun.
Gift of faith comes by supernatural revelation.
Anugerah iman dongkap ka pawahyuan supraalami.
When we operate in the revelation gift of the word of wisdom, we have an impression or see something happening before it happens.
Waktos ngoperasikan pernyataan anugerah hikmat, nampi kesan atrapi ningal hal kejadian satu acana.
We just know that it's going to happen because we see it happening in the Spirit.
Kurang terang yen ieu bade kejadian, lantaran ningalna dinu roh.
We'll see a demonstration of God's power being demonstrated before it happens.
Kurang bade ningal demonstrasi ti kawasa Allah anu satu acana eta kejadian.
And it'll release the faith to boldly act in the revelation that we have just received.
Ieu baris ngaleupaskeun iman kanggo kawani dina pawahyuan anu nembe katampi.
So the gift of faith will just move us right in to the working of miracles and the gifts of healing.
Anugerah iman bade ngagerakeun urang anu hade kana padamelan mujizat sarta anugerah nyageurkeun.
We'll see ourselves doing something.
Urang ningali diri midamel hiji hal.
It releases that faith to boldly step out and do it.
Ieu ngalepaskeun iman ku kawani sarta midamelna.
It might be manifested by a powerful command.
Ieu pangitan manifestasi ku parentah nu kawasa.
Jesus said to the storm, "Peace be still."
Yesus nyarek angin cicing tenang.
He spoke at the tomb of his friend Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth.
Di kuburan rencangan anak Lazarus. Lazarus, hayu keluar.
How could he speak with such boldness?
Cuma anjeunna nyarios wanian kitu.
Because he said, "I only do what I see my Father doing."
Anjeunna nyarios, kami migawe anu katempo ku kami kurama dipigawe.
He saw it happening and then he boldly stepped out and just did what he saw himself doing.
Anjeunna ningali kajadian pas naon anu katingal dipidamel.
It will always give us that supernatural faith to step out and boldly move and finish a task.
Kurang terang yen iman supraalami kaluar ku kawani nganggeuskeun hiji pancen.
This special faith is manifested with a plan of how to proceed on a course of action is revealed by a word of wisdom.
Iman khusus ieu ngawujudkeun waktos rencana ngeunaan kumaha ngawitanana tindakan dicarioskeun ku anugerah hikmat.
We see it happening, we know it's going to happen.
Urang ningali kajantenan, urang terang ieu teh bade kajantenan.
Why, it's no struggle to believe.
Nah, teu aya niat kangge percanten.
We just know.
Urang nganterang.
We've already seen it happening.
Terus ningali ieu kajantenan.
Supernatural faith comes.
Iman supraalami dongkap.
We'll always know his will in any situation and do it.
Urang salawasna terang kahoyong ngadamelna dina kaayaan naon bae.
To that word of wisdom that we receive, we see it happening and we know there's going to be a demonstration of God's power.
Ngalangkungan anugerah hikmat, urang ningali kajantenan baris aya demonstrasi kawasa Allah.
And we'll begin to boldly speak and release this supernatural gift of faith into action.
Kukawani nyarios bade ngaleupaskeun anugerah iman supraalami dina padamelan.
There'll be a boldness in our ministry.
Bade aya kawani dina pelayanan urang.
We'll be speaking with boldness.
Urang bade nyarios kukawani.
As David said to Goliath, "Well, I'm going to cut your head off."
Daud nyarios ka Goliath, "Kami rek neuk teu hulu maneh."
How could he be so bold?
Naha maneh panian teuing?
I believe he received a word of wisdom and it released that gift of faith.
Anjeun nampi anugerah hikmat anu ngaleupaskeun anugerah iman.
The Lord will deliver you into my hand and I will strike you and take your head from you.
Gusti masrahkeun maneh ka kami sarta maneh eleh.
Oh, how could David be so bold?
Oh, nah Daud tiasa wanian.
I tell you, he had received that gift of faith on the inside.
Abdi masihan terang, anjeun parantos nampi anugerah iman.
He had seen it happening in the spirit.
Anjeun tos ningali kajantenan dina roh.
To the word of wisdom.
Ngalangkungan anugerah hikmat.
And it was no big deal.
Anjeun teu nawar.
Faith just came.
Iman nembe bae sumping.
And he just moved with boldness.
Anjeunna didamel lantaran wani.
Now let's talk about the working of miracles.
Ayo urang bahas padamelan mujizat.
I tell you, I love to minister in the working of miracles.
Abdi bingah dina pelayanan mujizat.
The working of miracles is just supernatural intervention in the ordinary course of nature.
Padamelan mujizat campur tangan supraalami alam biasa.
It's a supernatural demonstration of the power of God by which the laws of nature are altered, suspended, or controlled.
Demonstrasi supraalami ti kawasa Allah, hukum alam dirobah, ditunda, diatur.
Years ago, I had taken a group to Israel.
Tahun kamari abdi mimpin kelompok ka Israel.
And we had gone up to Caesarea.
Tarta abdi ka Kaisarea.
And we're sitting in the amphitheater there overlooking the Mediterranean.
Abdi nuju dina amphitheater ningal ka laut.
And God showed me by the word of wisdom that something powerful was going to happen there.
Allah nembongkeun anugerah hikmat anu pinuh ku kawasa bade kajadian.
Many of those in our group that were spirit-filled had brought their husbands and friends along, and they had not yet received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues.
Rampok abdi pinuh ku roh suci, carogena sobatna teacan dibaptis ku roh suci tiasa basaroh.
And I had the impression through the word of wisdom of myself teaching them what happened the day that Peter had come to the house of Cornelius there in Caesarea.
Ing pesen ngalangkungan anugerah hikmat, abdi ngawulangkeun dina waktos Petrus sumping ka bumina Cornelius di Kaisaria.
And just as when Peter was teaching in the house of Cornelius and the Holy Spirit fell on all who were there.
Tami waktos Petrus ngawulangkeun di bumi Cornelius, Roh Suci turun ka sadaya nu aya di dinya.
I saw the Holy Spirit just falling on those, all of those believers, and them all speaking in other tongues.
Abdi ninga Roh Suci turun ka aranjeuna sadaya nu percanten nyarios dina basa roh.
But when we got there, I got the people seated in that amphitheater.
Tapi waktos dugi ka dinya mendakan nu caralik dina amphitheater.
The Roman amphitheater that was there in the time of Jesus and the time of Paul.
Amphitheater Romawi di jaman Yesus sareng Paulus.
Is still there today.
Ya kene ngadeg.
My back was to the Mediterranean.
Nonggongan ka laut tengah.
And I had all the people seated.
Kada jalmi tarali.
But just at that time the sky began to get darker and darker and darker.
Tapi waktu seta langit angkeup beuki poek.
It was late morning.
Kasiangna keun.
But dark storm clouds had gathered overhead.
Mega hideung anu ngandung topan ngarumpul.
We had come in a bus and many other tour buses were there at that place.
Abdi tumpak bus, seueur bus anu diparkir di tempat eta.
But it was getting darker and darker and it looked like it was going to pour down rain.
Langit beuki poek pisan sigana marek hujan.
All the other groups started running for their bus.
Sadaya kelompok turis ngawitan lalumpatan kanu bus.
But not us. I had seen something happening in the spirit.
Abdi mah henteu tos ningali kajantenna dina roh.
I knew what was going to happen because I had already received a word of wisdom.
Abdi terang bade kajantenan margi tos nampi anugerah hikmah.
So I didn't pay any attention to the weather.
Teu merhatoskeun cuaca.
I knew what was going to happen.
Terang nu bade kajantenan.
I had already seen it in the spirit.
Ningalina dina roh.
It had released that gift of faith.
Tos ngaleupaskeun anugerah iman.
And it kept getting darker and darker.
Beuki poek sarta poek pisan.
Our people were starting to look.
Kelompok abdi sadaya ngawitan ningal cuaca.
We better run, we're going to get wet.
Leuwih hade lumpat bisi baseuh.
I went right on.
Abdi cing wae.
It got darker and darker, as dark as night.
Beuki poek kawasungi.
But I just went on sharing with them what happened that day that Peter came there to Caesarea.
Teras ngadugikeun naon anu bade kajantenan dinten Petrus ka Kaisaria.
As I shared with them what happened when the Holy Spirit just fell on all that was hearing Peter's words.
Waktos ngadugikeun nu bade kajantenan Roh Suci turun ka ngadangu cerios Petrus.
I said the Holy Spirit is going to fall on all of you right now.
Abdi nyarios Roh Suci bade lungsur ka saderek ayeuna.
And all of a sudden,
tarta ujug-ujug siut.
And all of a sudden, all of them were speaking in other tongues.
Aranjeuna nyarios dina basa roh.
And just began to praise God in other tongues.
Ngawitan muji Allah dina basa sajen.
It was just like we had moved back into the book of Acts.
Ieu sapertos abdi malik kana kitab Kisah Rasul.
The Holy Spirit just fell on them. I didn't even lay hands on them.
Roh Suci lungsur ka aranjeuna malah teu numpangkeun panangan.
All speaking in other tongues.
Sadayana nyarios dina basa roh.
And they had their hands up in the air.
Sarta ngangkat panangan anjeuna.
Some of them began to open their eyes.
Di antara aranjeuna ngawitan bunta.
And their mouths dropped open in amazement.
Olohok bakating ku kaget.
I turned around to look what they were seeing.
Ningali sabudeureun nu kasaksian ku aranjeuna.
It looked like a zipper came across the sky.
Sapertos resleting siut motong langit.
And the sky, the dark clouds in the sky started parting.
Awan di langit ngawitan purai.
And it was perfectly clear, blue sky, not a cloud anywhere that you could see.
Sampurna bersih langit janten biru tu aya mega.
Thank God for the power gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Katuhun Gusti anugrah kawasa Roh Suci.
There'll be signs in the heavens above and the earth beneath.
Aya tanda-tanda di surga, di handap, di dunia.
The working of miracles.
Pada malam penemuan mujizat.
If we'll just step out and just do what we see the Father doing.
Lamun urang hoyong midamel pas naon anu pidamel ku urama.
We see ourselves doing it before it happens.
Urang ningal diri urang midamelna satu acana kajantenan.
It just release a boldness and the gift of faith will come. Ia
gencarkan kawani serta anugerah iman anu bade sumping.
And we just begin to work out what we've already seen ourselves doing.
Urang midamel nu katingal didamel ku urang.
That's the working of miracles.
Ieu teh mujizat.
It's easy to work miracles.
Gampang kanggo ngalakukeunana.
We just do what we see ourselves doing when we operate in the word of wisdom.
Midamelna naon nu ku urang katingal, midamelna waktos ngoperasikeun anugerah hikmat.
We see in Exodus 7 verse 9.
Urang ningali dina budalan 7 ayat 8.
God said to Moses in Exodus 7:9.
Allah ngadawuh ka Musa dina budalan 7 ayat 8.
When Pharaoh speaks to you saying, "Show us a miracle."
Lamun Firaun nyarios ka anjeun tembongkeun hiji mujizat.
Just show us a miracle for yourself.
Mujizat anu geus dilakukeun.
Then you shall say to Aaron.
Kedah nyarios ka Harun.
Take your rod and cast it before Pharaoh.
Tandak tongkat sarta alungkeun ka hareupeun Firaun.
And let it become a serpent.
Tongkat eta baris jadi orai.
You see, Moses had already received a word of wisdom.
Kadarek ningal Musa tos nampi anugerah hikmat.
He would take his rod and just cast it down before Pharaoh and it would become a serpent.
Anjeunna nyanak tongkatna ngalungkeun ka payuneun Firaun janten orai.
So when the time came, he just worked the miracle.
Dina waktosna mung ngadamel mujizat.
He knew it was going to happen.
Kanjeuna terang bade kajantenan.
God had already spoken to him.
Allah tos ngadawuh kanjeuna.
He had already seen it happening.
Kanjeuna tos terang eta kajadian.
Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
When they got to the Red Sea in Exodus 14 verses 13 through 16.
Waktu saranjeuna dugi ka Laut Merah dina budaran 14 ayat 13-16.
They've come to the Red Sea and there's mountains on both sides and they're pursuing Egyptians. In their chariots coming from behind.
Di Laut Merah aya gunung-gunung di kadua sisina urang Mesir ngudag.
And Moses said to the people,
Musa nyarios ka urang Israel,
do not be afraid.
Tong sieun.
Oh, Moses, how could you say such a thing?
Oh, Musa, nah nyarios seperti kitu.
He said, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Anjeunna nyarios, tong sieun. Cicing, tinggalikan kasalamatan ti Gusti.
Which he will accomplish for you today.
Nu bade dipastikeun ku mantenna dinten ieu.
Moses, how do you know what's going to happen?
Musa, nah anjeun terangna nu bade kajantenan.
He had received a word of wisdom and had seen it happening.
Anjeunna tos nampi anugerah hikmat sarta tos terang bakal kajantenan.
He says, for the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again, no more, forever.
Anjeunna nyarios urang Mesir nu katingal ku anjeun moal katingal deui salamina.
I tell you, the gift of faith is in operation.
Masihan terang anugerah iman nuju ngadamel.
He said the Lord will fight for you.
Anjeunna nyarios Gusti baris perang pikeun anjeun.
And you shall hold your peace.
Sarta anjeun cicing bae.
And he continued to operate in that word of wisdom as the Lord said to Moses.
Anjeunna ngoperasikeun anugerah hikmat saperti nu diawuhkeun ka Musa.
A lot of people think, oh, Lord spoke right out loud back in Old Testament.
Cur jalmi mikir, oh Gusti ngadawuh tegas dina perjanjian lawas.
No, usually it's just that inner voice.
Cur biasana ieu mung suara batin.
I believe that there was just an inner knowing that came by revelation by the Holy Spirit of God.
Perjanten aya pangarti dina batin muncul ku Roh Suci di Musa.
And the Lord spoke to Moses and said, lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it.
Sarta Gusti ngadawuh, angkat tongkat sarta ulurkeun ka laut, terasaina beulah dua.
And the children of Israel will go forth on dry ground.
Kumargi eta urang Israel mapa di tengah-tengah laut.
To the midst of the sea.
Tempat garing.
And he stretched out that rod.
Anjeunna ngangkat tongkatna.
He did what God had spoken to his heart.
Ngadamel naon anu diparentakeun kana hatena.
What he'd already seen happening.
Kajantenna naon nu katingalna.
Then he released the gift of faith.
Ieu ngalupaskeun anugrah iman.
He stretched forth the rod.
Anjeunna ngangkat tongkatna.
In faith.
Ku iman.
And the waters parted.
Sarta caina meulah.
And he walked through on dry ground.
Anjeunna mapa dina tanah garing.
You know, dry with the dust blowing.
Terek terang, garing serta kekebul.
Whips of dust blowing up.
Kekebul meledu.
And the pursuing Egyptians are drowned behind them as the waters close over them.
Karena orang Mesir anu mudak titeuleum dina cai nutup.
Oh, thank God for the mighty demonstrations of the power of God through the working of miracles.
Atuh nuhun Gusti, demonstrasi kawasa Allah anu maha agung ngalangkungan mujizat.
In 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 8.
2 Raja-Raja 2 ayat 8.
Now Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water.
Elia nyandak jubahna dialungkeun digebugkeun ka luhureun cai.
And it was divided this way and that way.
Janten cai jadi dua.
So that the two of them crossed over on dry ground.
Mentas dua nana dina tanah nu garing.
And then in verse 13 and 14.
Caterasna dina ayat 13 sareng 14.
Elisha is coming back to the Jordan now, and Elijah has been caught up in the whirlwind.
Elisha mulang ka walungan Yordan, ayeuna Elia katingker ku angin topan.
And his mantle had come upon Elisha.
Jubana murag galuhureun Elisha.
So he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan.
Dicandak teras mapa bade mulang ngadeg sisi walungan Yordan.
And he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and he struck the water.
Coba dicandak digebugkeun kana cai.
And he boldly said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?"
Garinga gorowo ku kawani, di mana Gusti Allah Elia?
And when he struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elisha crossed over.
Ayeuna ngagebug cai eta, terasai jadi dua. Elisha terus muntas.
Jesus operated in the gift of the working of miracles.
Yesus ngoperasikeun anugerah padamelan mujizat.
The first miracle that Jesus performed was at the wedding feast at Cana of Galilee.
Mujizat awal nu ku Yesus dipintonkeun dinunikakeun di Kana Galilea.
And they had run out of wine at the wedding party.
Aranjeunna kakirangan anggur di pesta.
So Mary, the mother of Jesus, came to Jesus and told him the embarrassment of the host.
Maria, ibu Yesus, sumping ka Yesus masih antarang ngisinkeun nu kadungan bumi.
And Mary said something to the servants there.
Maria nyarios ka pelayan dirinya.
She said of her son Jesus, "Whatever he says to you, do it."
Nyarios ngeunaan putrana, naon anu dicarioskeun turut bae.
If we're going to see and experience miracles in our ministry today,
amun urang ningali sarta ngalaman mujizat dina pelayanan urang ayeuna,
I'll give you the key right now.
Abdi bade masian kuncina.
Are you ready for the key?
Nah saderek nampi.
Whatever Jesus says to you, do.
Naon wae nu ku Yesus diucapkeun ka saderek, pidamel.
Just do what he says to do.
Pidamel nu diucapkeunana.
Do what he reveals to you through the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom.
Naon nu diucapkeun ka saderek, ngalangkungan anugerah pangarti, anugerah hikmat.
Just do what he says to do.
Pidamel nu diucapkeunana.
It's the act of obedience.
Ieu teh kataatan.
If we're going to see miracles, we must be quick to obey.
Mun urang siap ningali mujizat kedah singkat.
Everywhere that Jesus went, there was the working of miracles. The widow's son was raised from the dead.
Putra jiranda digugahkeun tinu mautna.
Jesus walked on the water.
Yesus napa kancang.
He fed the thousands.
Anjeunna masian tuang ribuan jalmi.
With the 7 loaves and a few fishes.
Ku 7 roti sareng sabeberapa lauk.
When Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, he first received a word of knowledge.
Yesus ngagugahkeun Lazarus tinu maot, awal anjeunna nampi anugerah pangarti.
He knew that Lazarus was already dead.
Anjeunna terang yen Lazarus maot.
But through the word of wisdom, he knew how to raise him from the dead.
Ngalangkungan anugerah hikmat, anjeunna terang kumaha ngagugahkeun tinu maot.
And it released the gift of faith.
Eta ngaleupaskeun anugerah iman.
To operate boldly in Jesus' ministry.
Bikin operasi ku kawani dina pelayanan Yesus.
As he stood in front of the grave of his friend Lazarus, he began to work out and to do what he had seen himself already doing through the operation of the word of wisdom.
Waktos anjeunna ngadeg di makam, nyawitan ngadamel nanu anu katingali pribadina ngalangkungan anugerah hikmat.
He just said, "Roll the stone away."
Terasnya rios angkat batuna.
And he spoke boldly, "Lazarus, come forth."
Anjeunna nyarios, "Lazarus, keluar."
How could he have such faith?
Nah, kagungan iman saperos kitu.
It's easy.
Ieu gampil
wae. He had already seen it happening through the word of wisdom.
Ningali hal eta kajadian ngalangkungan anugerah hikmah.
That's why it is so important that we learn how to operate in all the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Sabab sakitu pentingna urang diajar ngoperasikeun anugerah Roh Suci.
There has been teaching going around that says, well, one believer gets this gift and another believer gives this gift.
Aya pangajaran nyebar nyarioskeun nu percanten kenging anugerah ieu sanesna kenging anugerah eta.
I have the gift of tongues.
Abdi nampi anugerah basa roh.
Oh, that's nothing. I have the gift of interpretation of tongues.
Eta sanesna naon abdi nampi anugerah nafsirkeunana.
Oh, you think that's something? I've got the gift of prophecy.
Kaderek mikir eta teh penting abdi nampi anugerah nubuat.
Oh, I have the gift of the word of wisdom.
Anugerah hikmat.
Oh, I have the gift of discerning the spirits.
Anugerah ngabentenkeun roh-roh.
I have the gift of the word of knowledge.
Anugerah pangarti.
Our faith, our the gifts of healing.
Anugerah iman atanapi anugerah nyageurkeun.
Are the working of miracles.
Atanapi mujizat.
No.
Teu.
These are the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Ieu teh anugerah Roh Suci.
I believe that the person that needs the gift of healing.
Abdi percanten nu ngabutuhkeun anugerah kasageuran.
Is the person that's sick.
Nya eta anu gering.
I'm just the postman that gets to deliver the gift.
Abdi mung tukang pos kapancenan nganterkeun anugerah.
All of these gifts of the Holy Spirit will flow and operate.
Kanaya anugerah suci bade ngucur beroperasi.
We see how the word of knowledge will come with the word of wisdom.
Urang ningal kumaha anugerah pangarti sumping sareng anugerah hikmat.
That will release the gift of faith.
Ngaleupaskeun anugerah iman.
And we just begin to work out what we've already seen ourselves doing.
Urang ngawitan ngadamel naon anu tos katingali urang midamel.
And that is the working of miracles.
Eta teh midamel mujizat.
It's just as easy to work a miracle as it is to give a message in tongues or interpretation of tongues.
Gampil kangge mujizat sapertos ngadugikeun pesen dina bahasa roh atawa pinafsirkeun.
If we just begin to flow and operate with all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Lamun urang ngawitan ngucurkeun sarta ngoperasikeun anugerah Roh Suci.
Years ago I was in India.
Beberapa tahun kapengger abdi aya di India.
And we were holding a crusade down in Kerala State.
Abdi ngayakeun kabaktian kabangunan rohani di Kerala State.
And there was they brought a meeting to me, and when we were having a meeting on Saturday, they brought a young man to me who didn't have a hand.
Urang ngayakeun riungan dinten Sabtu aranjeunna nyanak budak buntung leungeuna.
This boy was about 10 years old.
Umur budak teh kinten-kinten 10 taun.
And he had a wrist and just a little wedge of flesh there.
Aya keneh hiji pigeulangna sareng dagingna nu kajepit.
And I looked at this young man.
Abdi neuteup ka budak.
And as I did, I had my eyes open.
Panon abdi rada molotot.
But I saw something in the spirit that was more real than what I could see with my natural eyes.
Abdi ningali roh langkung nyata tibatan nu katingal ku panon jasmani.
I saw myself in the spirit doing something.
Ningali diri abdi dina roh nuju ngadamel.
That was the word of wisdom.
Ieu teh anugerah hikmat.
I saw myself taking that little hand in mine.
Ningali diri abdi nyandak panangan.
and begin to speak to that hand.
Nyawitan nyarios kana panangan eta.
We create by the fruit of our lips.
Kurang ada maltek ucapan.
And I saw myself begin to speak and to command that hand to grow out.
Abdi ningal diri abdi ngawitan nyarios miwarang panangan tumubuh.
It just released the gift of faith. I knew it was going to happen.
Ieu mangaleupaskeun anugerah iman, abdi terang baris kajantenan.
It was no big deal.
Teu tiasa nawar.
I just began to speak.
Abdi nyarios.
I began to command the bone and the tissue to be formed.
Miwarang tulang sareng jaringan dibentuk.
I began to work out the working of miracles, what I'd already seen happening in the spirit.
Abdi ngawitan midamel mujizat sapertos nutus katingali dina roh.
The gift of faith was there. I just knew that it was going to happen.
Anugerah iman aya dirinya abdi teras eta bade kajantenan.
It just began to grow and to grow.
Ngawitan teras tumuwuh.
And to grow.
Tumuwuh.
And to grow.
Sarta tumuwuh.
Pretty soon there was little bumps there.
Teras aya benjolan-benjolan alit.
And the knuckles begin to be formed.
Ukuramo ngawitan berbentuk.
Then there was a little protrusion.
Aya segedik benjolan keluar.
And I kept speaking and commanding.
Abdi teras serius sareng miwarang.
It began to grow out.
Ramo-ramo ngawitan keluar.
Grow out.
Ngawitan keluar. Ngawitan keluar.
The next joint was formed.
Tulang sendi ngabentuk.
It began to grow out.
Ngawitan tumubuh keluar.
The next joint was formed.
Sendi ngabentuk.
It came on out.
Tumubuh.
It was just a little bit pink there on the end.
Aya sakedik warna kayas.
And as I kept speaking, it just dissolved, and there were the fingernails.
Sementawis abdi nyarios, eta ngalengit sarta aya kuku.
And that little boy's hand was completely whole.
Panangan budak pamegat eta lengkap.
By the power of God.
Ku kawasa Allah.
And God used that miracle.
Allah ngagunakeun mujizat eta.
To reach that city.
Kangge ngeingkeun kota eta.
I found out later that that was the son of the radical Hindu leader of that city.
Kadirengkeun abdi terang, budak eta teh nyaeta budak pamingpin Hindu radikal di kota eta.
A few days earlier he had sent his clerk and a band of men over to cause a riot.
Kata acana anjeun ngirimkeun pagawe sarta sagorombolan kangge ngadamel karusuhan.
They had dispersed among the big crowd, the thousands of people in our crusade.
Sarta anjeunna nyebarkeun di antara jalmi seueur dina kabaktian kebangkitan rohani.
But that night, as we spoke the word, that clerk's ear, deaf ear that was deaf, popped open.
Wengi eta waktu sabdi ngadugikeun dawuhan Gusti, sepil pagawe torek teh dicageurkeun.
And the riot was off and Jesus was off.
Sarta karusuhan teu jadi sarta Yesus nu kagungan acara.
And that man came up on the platform and testified that Jesus had opened his ear.
Samageta naik ka panggung sarta nyaksikeun yen Yesus tos nyageurkeun sepilna.
And he publicly gave his heart to Jesus.
Bayunan umum masyarakat hati ka Yesus.
And he went back and told his boss.
Anjeuna mulang sarta nyarios ka bosna.
And the boss was so concerned about his son that he sent his son and his wife over to our meetings.
Bos eta nyaan pisan ka putrana teras ngirim putrana sareng bojona kana riungan.
And I tell you, when that happened, everybody in that town was talking about Jesus.
Waktos eta kajantenan unggal jalmi nyarioskeun Yesus.
God in his love had confirmed his word with a sign and wonder following.
Asi Allah ngiatkeun dawuhanna ku tanda ajaib.
To the working of miracles.
Nyalangkungan mujizat.
That night I called Joyce up on the phone.
Wengina abdi nelpon ka Joyce.
And I was telling her about some of the miracles that had happened that day.
Abdi nyaroskeun mujizat nu kajantenna dina dinten eta.
And how the lame had been walking and the blind had been seeing and the deaf had been hearing.
Nu lumpuh tiasa mapan, nu lolong beunta deui, nu torek teu ngadangu.
And there was a little boy whose hand grew out.
Budak pamegat pananganana jadi deui.
And a lot of people's backs were healed.
Nyeri tonggong disageurkeun.
And I started to go on and Joyce said, wait a minute.
Joyce motong atosan sakedap, antosan sakedap.
You said a little boy's hand grew out.
Budak pamegat jadi deui.
You mean there was a back adjustment?
Maksana disamikeun deui.
Oh, I said, no, he didn't have a hand. It was just a little wedge of flesh, but it grew out.
Abdi nyarios sana sekitu, tapi buntung sebelah.
She says, A.L., that's a big miracle.
Dikter A.L., eta teh mujizat ageung.
Oh, I said, yeah, I guess it is, isn't it?
Ya, memang gitu, tapi itu gitu.
But at the time, it was no big deal.
Waktu saya tadi ayah tawar menawar.
Because when I received that word of wisdom.
Waktu saya abdi nampi anugerah hikmat.
And it released that gift of faith.
Datang ngalepaskeun anugerah iman.
I knew that it was going to happen.
Abdi terang bade kajantenan.
I just worked out what I'd already seen happen.
Abdi mungadamen naon nu katingal.
Hey, it's easy to work a miracle.
Gampil medamel mujizat.
If we'll learn to operate and eagerly desire all the gifts of the Holy Spirit to flow and operate in our lives and ministry.
Mun urang hoyong diajar ngalakukeun leres-leres hoyong anugerah Roh Suci ngucur dina hirup urang sareng pelayanan.
When Jesus came walking on the water.
Waktu Yesus napakancang.
And Peter and the disciples were out there in the boat.
Petrus sareng murid-muridna dina parahu.
Oh, they thought they had seen a ghost.
Kirana anjeunna ningal juri.
But Peter said, Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water.
Petrus serius, Gusti upami eta anjeun, piwarang abdi ka anjeun datang, napa kancang.
And Jesus said, come.
Yesus nyarios, datang ka dieu.
Whatever he says to you, do it.
Naon bae anu diucapkeun ku anjeunna pidama.
Pete didn't say, oh, it'd be neat if I get out there and walk on the water.
Petrus nyarios, upami abdi kaluar tinu parahu napa kancang.
Wouldn't it be neat if I just got out there and did that?
Na teu sae abdi kaluar tinu parahu.
No.
Teu.
Whatever he says to you, do it.
Naon bae anu diucapkeun ka saderek pidama.
If we'll listen to his voice.
Mun urang ngadangukeun suantenna.
And just simply do what he says.
Tatamu ngadamel nu ku anjeunna diucapkeun.
We'll experience miracles everywhere that we go.
Urang bade ngalaman mujizat ka mana wae.
Whatever he says, do you do it?
Nu ku anjeunna diucapkeun pidamel.
And so Jesus said, come.
Talajengna Yesus nyarios datang ka dieu.
And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus.
Waktu Yesus turun tina parahu, teras napakacang dongkap ka Yesus.
I tell you, it's time for us believers to step out of our boat.
Masenteran ieu waktosna keur urang nu percanten kaluar tina parahu.
To move out of our comfort zone.
Pikeun kaluar tina wilayah senang urang.
To step out and begin to walk on the supernatural waters.
Pikeun kaluar sarta ngawitan napakancang supraalami.
Oh, but what if I fail?
Oh, kumaha mun gagal?
I mean, Pete knew that you don't step out of boats in the middle of lakes.
Maksud abdi Petrus terang saderek teu kaluar tina parahu di tengah situ.
You go blue, 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 blue. You speak in diverse kinds of tongues. Blue, 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 blue.
Saderek nyarios dina bahasa lain. Blue, 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 blue.
But no. Jesus said, come.
Teu kitu. Yesus nyarios, datang.
And Pete just stepped out of that boat.
Petrus mengkaluar tina parahu.
And he got out there walking on the water.
Anjeunna kaluar tidinya napakancang.
He was doing all right as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus.
Anjeunna midamel nu leres salami panonna neuteup ka Yesus.
But he got to looking around at the storm.
Waktos anjeunna ningali sabudeureunana ombak.
And he starts to sink.
Anjeunna ngawitan teteleum blep.
But Jesus was right there to pick him up.
Yesus tidinya kanggo nyepeng panangan.
Just to pick him up.
Nyepeng anjeunna.
And he picked him up. And they walked together back to the boat.
Anjeunna nyepeng sarta aranjeunna mapas sasarengan ka parahu.
Now the guys in the boat were probably laughing at Peter.
Anjeunna jalmi-jalmi dina parahu nyaleung seurikeun.
But Peter is the only one that got to walk on the water.
Tapi Petrus hiji-hijina jalmi nu napakancang.
Folks, we've got to step out of the boat.
Bapak ibu urang kedah kaluar tina parahu.
We've got to step out and do what we can't do in the natural.
Urang kedah kaluar midamel naon anu teu tiasa.
People say, oh, Brother Gil, what if I stepped out and nothing happened?
Jalmi-jalmi nyarios kumaha lamun kaluar sarta teu aya kajantenan.
I'd look foolish. I'd lose my reputation.
Bari katingali bodoh sarta abdi kalengitan reputasi.
Hey, Jesus made himself of no reputation.
Hey, Yesus midamel dirina teu kagungan reputasi.
If Jesus didn't need a reputation, why do you need one?
Lamun Yesus teu ngabutuhkeun reputasi, nah, urang ngabutuhkeun.
I tell you, we just have to be quick to obey Jesus.
Abdi masihan terang ka saderek urang kedah engal taat.
Oh, Brother Gil, how do you know it's the voice of God.
Kumaha saderek terangin ieu sonten Allah.
Because it didn't make a bit of sense.
Ieu teu rebet akal.
In the natural mind it's foolishness.
Dina pikiran manusia mah ieu teh bodo.
But we have to be willing to step out of our boat.
Urang kedah hoyong kaluar tina parahu.
to get out of the our comfort zone.
Bikin keluar tinu wilayah kesenangan.
And to boldly begin to walk on the supernatural waters.
Wani napakan sang supra alami.
In Luke chapter 5 verse 4 through 7.
Dina Lukas 5 ayat 4 sampai 7.
Luke 5, 4 through 7.
Lukas 5, 4 sampai 7.
Jesus said to Simon Peter.
Yesus nyarios ke Simon Petrus.
Launch out into the deep.
Init, kanu jero.
And let down your nets for a catch.
Katarungkupkeun heurapna pikeun ngalalau.
But Peter said, now, wait a minute, preacher.
Petrusnya rios ayeuna atosan heula sa pangotbah.
You may know something about being a carpenter.
Panginten terang ngeunaan janten tukang kayu.
You may know something about being a preacher.
Panginten terang ngeunaan janten tukang khotbah.
But I am a fisherman.
Tapi abdi mah pamayang.
I know all about the best fishing holes.
Abdi terang tempat numpang sana pikeun ngalalauk.
You just take care of your preaching and I'll take care of the fishing.
Saderek urus khotbah, saderek sarta abdi bade ngurus heurap.
Is that what he said?
Naon anu dicaraskeun ku anjeun?
Is that what he said?
Naon anu dicaraskeun ku anjeun?
He said, "Master, we've toiled all night and caught nothing."
Anjeunna nyarios, "Guru, tos sawawengi abdi usaha tapi teu kakengingan."
Now that's hard on the pride of a professional fisherman.
Ieu sulit nyeung perasaan pamayang.
He wasn't just a weekend fisherman, he was a professional fisherman.
Sanes tukang ngalauk anyar-anyar, tapi pamayang profesional.
He said, we've toiled all night and we've caught nothing.
Anjeunna nyarios sasawengi abdi ngadamel sarta teu kakengingan.
But nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.
Tapi lantaran anjeun miwarang, abdi bade ngaladeui.
If we're going to see miracles, we've got to come to that place.
Lamun urang ngoyong nyaksikeun mujizat, urang kedah dugi ka titik eta.
No matter how much say more that we say, oh, that's foolishness in the natural.
Tapi sabaraha seurna urang nyarios, ieu teh bodo cekungnya.
I know better than that.
Abdi terang langkung tibatan eta.
We've got to come to that place where we say, nevertheless, that's your word.
Kedah dugi ka titik urang nyarios marga anjeunna nu miwarang.
Whatever he says to me, I'm going to do.
Naon wae nu ku anjeunna diucapkeun bade dipidamel.
And so he was quick to obey those words of Jesus.
Sakitu anjeunna enggal taat ka cariosan Yesus.
And when they had done this and let down their net on the other side of the boat, they caught a great number of fish.
Teparantos aranjeunna nurut kenging laukna seueur.
It was so great that their net was breaking.
Dugi ka heurapna sarwae.
So they signaled to their partners to on the other boat to come and help them.
Anjeunna masihan isarat ka rerencanganna dina perahu lian supados ngabantosan.
And when they came, they filled both of the boats.
Aranjeunna teh datang teras ngisian dua parahu.
So full of fish that the boats begin to sink.
Kulauk rugi kameh tilelep.
I tell you folks, if we're going to catch a big a boat of fish.
Masihan terang lamun urang hoyong ngalalauk saparahu ageung.
If we're going to be fishers of men.
Lamun urang hoyong janten penjala manusia.
If we're going to move into this great end time harvest.
Urang bade lebet kana waktos panen akhir anu ageung.
We've got to come to that place we say, nevertheless, at your word.
Kedah dugi ka titik di mana urang nyarios margi anjeunna nu miwarang.
And be quick to obey whatever he says.
Enggal taat naon wae nu diucapkeun ku anjeunna.
And we're moving into the day where we're going to see more and more miracles.
Urang nuju maju kana dinten bade ningal langkung seueur deui mujizat.
More and more creative miracles.
Langkung seueur deui mujizat kreatif.
In John 14:12.
Yohanes 14 ayat 12.
Jesus said,
Yesus nyarios,
most assuredly,
kami nyarita kamarane,
I say unto you,
tanyana,
this is something that you can be sure about.
Ieu teh hiji hal anu kusaderek tiasa yakin.
He who believes in me.
Cing saha anu percaya ka kami.
How many believe in Jesus?
Sabaraha seueur nu percandan ka Yesus?
You believe in Jesus.
Saderek percandan ka Yesus.
He said, if you believe in me.
Anjeunna nyarios sabab anu percaya ka kami mah.
The works that I do,
tangtu daek ngalakonan,
shall you do also.
Pagawean uku kami dilakukeun.
And greater works than I do,
malalui tikitu gedena,
shall you do.
Tibatan eta,
because I go to my Father.
Sebab kami rek mulang karama.
And when I go to my Father,
waktu kami mulang karama,
I'm going to send the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit.
Kami rek ngirimkeun penghiburnya eta Roh Suci.
And when the Holy Spirit comes upon you,
kata waktu Roh Suci turun ka marane,
you shall receive power.
Mane bari narima kawasa.
The power is to operate in the power gifts.
Kawasa kang ngalakukeun anugerah kawasa.
Of the gift of faith and the working of miracles and the gifts of healing.
Kawasa iman sarta mujizat sareng anugerah nyageurkeun.
You shall receive power.
Mane bari narima kawasa.
To be my witnesses.
Ikeun jadi saksi kami.
With signs and wonders and healing miracles.
Kutanda nu araheng sarta mujizat nyageurkeun.
In these last days we're going to see more and more creative miracles.
Di akhir zaman urang bade ningali langkung seueur mujizat kreatif.
One day they brought a young boy to me.
Dinten aranjeunna nyandak budak lalaki.
He was about 11 years old.
Umurna 11 tahun.
He had had polio.
Anjeunna polio.
One of his legs was regular length.
Hiji sukuna normal.
But the other leg was dangling way up here.
Tapi nu hijina ngaplek wae.
It was about 11 inches shorter than the other leg.
11 inci langkung pondok tina sajena.
They had scheduled that boy for an operation that week. To stunt the growth of the other leg.
Terus nangtukeun sapolos putrana dioperasi minggu kangge ngendorkeun tumuwuhna nu hijina.
So it wouldn't be so much difference in his growth between the two legs.
Janten moal seueur bentenna sareng nu hijina.
But I said, sit the young boy down here on the seat right in the front of the church.
Abdi nyarios calikeun putra teh dina korsi payuneun abdi.
And I just at that moment I saw myself kneeling down and holding up both of his legs.
Mewe abdi ningali diri abdi si deku sarta nyepeng dua sukuna.
Now this wasn't a back adjustment.
Ayeuna ieu sanes panyesuaian deui.
His little polio leg is just not grown.
Sukuna nu polio teu tumuwuh.
One foot was much smaller than the other foot.
Nu hiji langkung alit ti mana nu hijina.
And the leg was about 11 inches shorter.
Suku eta kinten-kintenna 11 inci langkung pondok.
But I saw myself picking up his legs.
Abdi ningal diri abdi naikeun susukuna.
And commanding it in the name of Jesus to grow.
Sarta marentahkeun di lebet nami Yesus kangge tumuwuh.
I saw it growing out.
Abdi ningali suku eta tumuwuh.
It just came as a quick impression.
Yeungan saliwat kesan.
It released the gift of faith.
Yeung ngalepaskeun anugerah iman.
I set him down there and begin to work out that working of miracles.
Abdi saya gina didinya sarta ngawitan ngadamel mujizat.
And as I held his little legs up.
Sarta abdi naikkeun suku-sukuna nu alit.
And I begin to command that leg to grow out.
Abdi marentah suku eta tumuwuh.
I begin to command the bone to be formed.
Abdi marentah tulang kanggo dibentuk.
And that leg begin to grow.
Sarta sukuna ngawitan tumuwuh.
And begin to grow.
Tumuwuh.
And begin to grow.
Tumuwuh.
And it came out.
Sampai nata keluar.
And the flesh was extended.
Dagingna nambahan.
The little foot began to grow out.
Sampai anu alit ngawitan tumuwuh.
It came on out.
Sukuna manjangan.
1 or 2 inches at a time.
2 inci setiap kali.
But I just kept speaking and commanding.
Abdi terus nyarios sarta miwarang.
And in about 3 or 4 minutes time.
Dina waktu 3 atau 4 menit.
That little leg just kept coming out and coming out.
Sukuna alit teras tumuwuh sarta keluar.
The foot just began to grow.
Suku eta ngawitan tumuwuh.
Until both of his legs were exactly the same length.
Kedua sukuna sami panjangna.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, atur nuhun Gusti.
For the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Anugerah anugerah Roh Suci.
If we'll learn to listen to the Holy Spirit.
Lamun urang diajar ngadangukeun Roh Suci.
And get out of our boat.
Sarta kaluar ti parahu urang.
And just begin to step out. We're going to see great creative miracles.
Sarta kaluar bade ningal mujizat kreatif nu ageung.
In one of our meetings in the Philippines.
Dina salah sahiji kebaktian abdi di Filipina.
There was a boy that arm was severed just below his elbow.
Aya hiji budak lalaki nu pananganana sasiku.
And the believers that we had taught that week to operate in the gifts of healing and the working of miracles.
Nu percanten tos diajarkeun minggu ngoperasikeun anugerah nyageurkeun sareng mujizat.
Just gathered around him and began to boldly minister to him.
Kumpul ngariung budak ngawitan wantun ngalayanan.
And as they laid hands on him, he was slain into the power of God.
Aranjeunna numpangkeun panangan diserahkeun ka kawasa Allah.
And he was laying there on the floor.
Budak nunjuk ngagoler dina lantai.
The video tape caught just a little bit of it through the legs of the people there in the crowd.
Kaset video mung nangkep sakedik kajantenan ieu ngalangkungan sampean jalmi ngariung.
And those believers said,
carita nu percanten eta nyarios.
Brother Gillis taught us that the word of God says that the works that Jesus did we can do also.
Kadaeki anu tos ngambulangkeun yeung padamelan anu pidamel ku Yesus abdi sadaya tiasa ngadamelna.
Jesus said to the man with the withered hand,
Yesus nyarios ka pamegat nu pananganan lumpuh.
Stretch forth your hand.
Ulurkeun leungeun maneh.
They begin to command that arm to be stretched forth.
Ranjeun ngawitan miwarang sabaras parangan eta diulurkeun.
And I didn't see this myself, but they came and reported it to me later that night.
Abi teu ninga hal ieu, tapi aranjeunna ngalaporkeun dina wengi eta.
Many of the Americans that were with us there in the Philippines on our team came and reported seeing this miracle take place.
Orang Amerika sasarengan di Filipina, tim abdi ngalaporkeun tos ningali mujizat.
And that arm grew out and that hand was formed.
Panangan eta tu muwuh kaluar sarta dibentuk.
Those Philippine believers just got down there and said, "We're going to do the works of Jesus."
Pesantren di Filipina lalungsur nyarios, abdi bade ngadamel padamelan Yesus.
And that arm and that hand grew right out the same length as the other arm and hand.
Panangan eta tumubuh kaluar sami panjangna.
Everywhere you go,
kamana we saderek angkat,
there are opportunities to work miracles.
Aya kesempatan midamel mujizat.
And through the working of miracles,
sarta ngalangkungan mujizat-mujizat,
as we step out of our boat and begin to operate in those gifts,
sementara urang kaluar ti parahu sarta ngawitan ngoperasikeun anugrah-anugrah ieu,
these signs shall follow those that believe.
Kana dara ieu bade nyarengan aranjeunna nu percanten.
And Jesus is going to be right there with us.
Yesus aya di dieu sareng urang.
Confirming his word.
Nyaguhkeun dawuhanna.
With signs and miracles.
Kana dara sarta mujizat anu nyarengan.
It's time for us as believers to step out of our boat and begin to walk on those supernatural
ways.
It's easy to do the works of Jesus. All we have to do is to fan into flame and eagerly desire that all these gifts of the Holy Spirit flow and operate in our lives.
Kadaya nu kurang dipedamel teh, kobarkeun sarta leres-leres mikahoyong anugerah Roh Suci eta ngucur dina hirup urang.
And right now we release and impart these power gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Ayeuna pisan abdi ngalepaskeun sarta nancepkeun kawasa anugerah Roh Suci.
Into operation into each one.
Mangga percanten ka unggal jalmi.
Father, we thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Sama abdi ngaturkeun nuhun kanggo anugerah Roh Suci.
We impart them and release them right now in the name of Jesus.
Abdi nancepkeun sarta ngalepaskeun aranjeunna ayeuna pisan di lebet nami Yesus.
Just receive those gifts.
Tarima anugerah-anugerah eta.
Into operation in your life.
Sarta operasikeun dina hirup saderek.
God bless you.
Gusti ngaberkahan saderek.
Praise God.
Puji Gusti.